This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate under house arrest. Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of a key Afghan government official. A Taliban spokesman on Friday announced on social media the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimruz province and taken control of the capital, Zaranj. Pro-Taliban social media accounts showed pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggested the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. He said Afghan security forces have scattered and at least three of the five districts in Nimruz are under Taliban control. In a second blow to the Afghan government, Taliban officials Friday claimed responsibility for the assassination of the head of the government's media and information center. This is VOA News. A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington State man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the riot. The pair of plea deals with federal prosecutors could be a benchmark for dozens of other cases. An attorney for former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlamb says prosecutors are seeking a sentencing guideline range of about 3.5 to 4.25 years in prison. Later on Friday, the same judge in Washington, D.C. ordered Devlin Thompson to be jailed in Seattle after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer with a baton. The White House reported Friday that the United States has now officially fully vaccinated half of its population, thanks to a surge in vaccinations during the past week. Earlier Friday, a European Union medical regulatory body, the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, recommended updating medical warning labels for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to indicate a possible reaction to the drug. The EMA also recommended adding dizziness and ringing in the ears to the vaccine's side effects. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center data released Friday showed that despite the introduction of new COVID-19 vaccines in recent months, the virus continues to spread across all parts of the world, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Johns Hopkins says the variant is infecting a growing number of people and triggering a new round of strict social restrictions and lockdowns. A regional official in Ethiopia says Amhara forces will launch an offensive on Saturday against Tigray forces who have entered the region and taken control of a town hosting a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In response, a spokesman for resurgent Tigray forces in Ethiopia told AP, quote, "We'll extend a warm welcome." An offensive would go against the unilateral ceasefire that Ethiopia's federal government declared in June as its soldiers retreated from Tigray. The Tigray spokesman said Tigray forces have crossed into Amhara in an attempt to break the blockade Ethiopia's government has imposed on Tigray. And about 40 migrants are feared dead after a boat carrying about 50 people traveling from Western Sahara to Spain's Canary Islands capsized. This is according to a Spanish non-governmental organization on Friday. Caminando Fronteras tweeted 42 people died when the boat capsized off the coast. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.